You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at a 7-race card at Tramore's Twilight Meeting on Monday, April the 10th, beginning at 4:45 and ending at 7:45. Not much quality on offer here tonight, it has to be said, but we do have plenty of competitive races, big fields, so that obviously means some one or two decent betting opportunities along the way. We begin at 4:45. with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. There's about 3 or 4 in this particular contest that stand out on their most recent form. And the one that I quite like here is Papel Motel from the Andrew McNamara stable, ridden by man of the moment, Robbie Power. Of course, he's fresh here off the back of winning the jockey's title at Aintree with 4 winners. So he'll be buoyed with a good deal of confidence coming into this contest. And the horse he rides, Papel Motel, he's got every chance on what he's done so far in 3 starts. On the track, that run last time out at Garran certainly reads very well on paper. Fourth behind Dandy Mag, Locares and Thaden Park. 3 useful horses in their own right. Certainly would be good enough to be competitive in a race of this nature. And I do like the way he stayed on as well from the back of the third last when he was a good bit behind at that point to finish very strongly on the running to be never nearer fourth. Back in 9th was Leomar, Brackling Princess was 11th, and they'd gone into the race with much better form than Papel Motel. So the betting seems all wrong here this morning. I can't quite understand why Leomar is favourite here. And Papel Motel is available to back around at the 4-1.92 mark this morning. So a solid each way recommendation. Now on better ground for Papel Motel in the first. On to race two then, which is another 2 mile maiden hurdle. Unfortunately, Broken Soul doesn't go here. But the one thing it does do, with Gordon Elliott's charge out of the way, is mean that we've got a very competitive contest on our hands. Harden from the same stable is now catapulted into favouritism, but I'm not overly convinced by that form down in Limerick the other day when third behind Robert Tyner's Blask of Cooman. The time figure wasn't all that strong, and given that that was his first half decent run up to now, just leaves me a little bit undecided whether to take him as the bet around about the 3-1 mark. So I'm going to pass him over on this occasion and go for Ballyhowe, who caught the eye last time out at Downpatrick on the 26th of March when travelling very strongly at the back of the field. Made some good late headway to finish fourth behind Holy Flight from the Alan Fleming stable. Back in third was Icario, who gives that form of that race some kind of nice ballast, because Icario ran really well in the Fred Winter until tipping up at the lads and has been running against some useful novices as a juvenile so far this season. Obviously, the good ground on that occasion suited Shane Crawford's charge. And Andrew Lynch on board in the tongue tie, which obviously worked last time out. I suggest we back Ballyhowe each way is a fairly strong advice in race number 2. On to race 3 then. I'm on Nap of the Night runs here in the 5:45 in the shape of Ballynaboola from the Jarrett Power stable. Now, this horse had been 20 starts without a previous victory for Old Connections when trained by Anthony Mullins. So obviously the switch in stable has clearly worked, the Oracle for this horse. Didn't really cut much ice first time out for the new yard back in February at Punchestown, but that was over 2.5 miles on heavy ground. But slightly better ground the other day, dropping back down to 2 miles at Wexford, brought about a totally different performance from this gelding by Brian Baru. He travelled really strongly behind the speed in the hands of tonight's jockey Barry John Foley, and then quickened up quite nicely in the latter stages. And of course, the better ground was cited as the turnaround in this horse's fortunes. On much better ground tonight, probably just going to ride on the yielding side of good. I'd expect this horse, Ballynaboola, who's got some really decent form here as well at Tremor back in the past, has finished runner-up and placed on a few occasions before, to run another huge race here tonight in what looks a fairly winnable contest. So Ballynaboola, quite a strong choice in race 3. On to race number four then, which is a trappy contest to say the very least. We haven't got too many horses coming here in great form in this 2 mile five handicap. So I'm going to take a little bit of a chance on Jarrett Ahern's Who Ya Kiddin', who comes here off the back of quite a decent run last time out at Limerick, and it's that run that I'm kind of hanging my hat on here. I do like the way he finished off his race from a good bit back that day. He was a long way behind going down the back straight, but he kept on really nicely in the latter stages to finish never near a fifth behind Old Bald Emperor, who was obviously very well back for it on the day. The second horse, Aaron Ladd, well, he's gone on to prove that form pretty strong by running really well at Limerick again the other day when he finished second to one of Jim Draper. So that wasn't a bad effort by Who Ya Kiddin'. Off a mark of just 90 here, this former pointer, who's got some decent form in that sphere on good ground, will hopefully step up to the plate here and finally show what he can do in this kind of company. So Who Ya Kiddin' each way, around about the 8-1 mark will do for me there in race number four. On to race five then. Not a particularly strong race, you'd have to say. I'll probably go with Presenting Julio here from the Gordon Elliott Stable Course Yard in terrific form, as we well know, as indeed is the jockey. Jamie Codd will be fresh from his ride when he finished second on Course for Causes in the Grand National, of course. So the team make an irresistible force here. I do like this, the way this horse travelled in his first run for the new yard at Downpatrick the other day. When he was third in the end behind Marion Rowe and Iman Iswiz, he looked like he was going to win going down to the last, but unfortunately he just didn't quite get up the hill as strong as the other two. But given that was his first run, as I said, for the new yard, and indeed since January, there's every chance that this horse will improve quite significantly. His only victory in his life came on good ground, and in what looks a fairly weak affair, as I said, I'd expect Presenting Julio to win a huge race there in race number five. On to race six then, which is at 2 mile five Hunter Chase. Not too much to go on here, but I was quite taken by the run of Jamming Masters down in Downpatrick the day on the 26th of March. He was probably given a little bit too much to do by his jockey Michael Stenson on that occasion, but he did make up some good late ground in the latter stages to finish second behind Clonroar Frisbee, who was given a good ride from the front and got very much first run on Ted Walsh's Charge. And given that was his first run under rules, I'd expect him to improve quite significantly here and take what looks to be a fairly modest-looking Hunter Chase. So Jammy Masters, quite a strong choice there in the penultimate contest. On to the final race then, the 7:45, and all eyes here will be on Willie Mullins and Patrick Mullins as they send sharp choice to post here with an obvious chance of getting off the mark at the fifth time of asking, although beaten and beaten at a fairly short price on several occasions. This horse has probably been just undone by the very soft ground that he's been encountering throughout the winter, and he always looks to me like he wants a decent surface. Well, he's going to get much better ground to run on today. Indeed, his best run came two starts back at Thurles when he was runner-up behind Capital Force, but that just running, if you just look at the form comments, doesn't really tell the whole story. He seemed to be going much better than Capital Force at the top of the hill, but then he inexplicably lost his position going down to the second last when the winner got first run on him and went clear, but then finishing very strongly up the hill, he gave the impression that he probably should have won that race if he would have just not had a little bit of a mid-race or back-end-of-the-race crisis. This race doesn't look a particularly strong one, and as I said, on the better ground, I'd expect Sharp's Choice finally to get his head in front at the fifth time of asking. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for tomorrow's podcast, when we're going to be taking a look at Tipperary's Twilight card, which begins at 4:45. Of course, that's providing that it passes an inspection today. So please do tune in then. It's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.